Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Tap in to the youngest in charge, Noel Willingham, taking you up to 11:05. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. The series finale of Nats and Phillies. Curly W's looking to make it 3 out of 4 against the Phillies. If you're just now joining us last night, Cade Cavalli, take a bow, young man. Coming up big in front of 36,000 last night at Nats Park. Cade Cavalli earning his first career victory. Lasted 7 innings, no earned runs, 5 punchouts as the Nats were 2-0 winners over the Philadelphia Phillies. And, man, we've been saying it really all show long here. Story of perseverance, the story of, you know, not letting, you know, a bad set of circumstances, you know, dictate your work ethic and, you know, impacting your mental. That's especially when you're talking about a starting pitcher. I mean, the mental part of it is so crucial. So let's look at Mackenzie Gore, who has been a little fragile mentally, it felt like, during the second half of the season. But Cade Cavalli last night, honestly, the most important thing I think he did was just provide hope for some Nationals fans that maybe, just maybe, we do have another dog in our system that can really be legitimate and help us for years to come. He makes the rest of the season interesting. Now every fifth day becomes a little bit more intriguing now that Cade Cavalli showed what he showed last night against one of the best lineups in all of Major League Baseball, talking about the Philadelphia Phillies. Last night, Bryce Harper, 0 for 4 at the plate. Kyle Schwarber, 0 for 4 at the plate. So it was it's interesting, man. It was good to see Cade Cavalli have that type of success. They're back in action here this afternoon. Early first pitch because the game is being televised nationally on Roku. So it is an 11:35 first pitch. Pregame coverage, it's rolling with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler at 11:05. We'll continue to talk all things Washington Commanders as we ease our way to 11:05. We'll also take a look at the 11 games that was on tap yesterday in week number 2 of the preseason. But right now, though, I want to let you hear a conversation I had a couple of days ago with the assistant defensive backs coach of your Washington Commanders, Jason Simmons.
Lanell Willingham here with defensive backs coach Jason Simmons after training camp practice number 1. Coach Simmons, obviously you were saying it before we hopped on, vibes are sky high for you, though, personally, coming back out here second year with this team, coaching under Dan Quinn and Joe Witt. What has it been like for you?
Oh, but it's been great. You know, the thing about DQ is it's all about culture, and it starts from the top with him and AP. We have good ownership. We got good leadership, and I think that just feeds down to the players, man. Everybody's excited to be here. It's a kids' game again. We enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. And one big, you know, talking point going back to the spring was, you know, how Marshawn Lattimore gets acclimated with you guys going through a full offseason for the first time. Rewind for me real quick. Take me back to last year and what was it like trying to get him up to speed on really short notice when you think about the lack of practice reps because he's on the trainer table?
Man, I tell you what, it's so tough for me to rewind right now because my mind is just so set on just where we are right now. Yeah. The one thing I can tell you, where we sit right now, mm-hmm. Coming into training camp 2025, he's ready to go. He's excited. He's excited to go compete. You can see him bouncing around, talking to the guys. Like, he is a commander. He's fully bought in, and we're excited to see him go out there and play.
You guys brought in a guy with some Super Bowl hardware in Jonathan Jones. When you think about the inside-outside versatility that he brings, how can a guy like Mikey be a sponge to him, and then what has Jonathan brought himself?
Man, that's a great question, and I tell you that because when you look at it, particularly like a guy like Mikey, he can say, like, same body type. You know, he can see a guy who's had a lot of production in the National Football League and then a true professional.
Yeah.
Like, the thing that Jonathan brings to the room is he is a veteran. And he's also a guy that understands leadership. And when I say that, he knows when to go ahead and interject. He knows he wants the guys to see him accepting coaching. So it's good for them to really watch him and see how he kind of navigates the room.
For sure. Another new face you guys brought in was Will Harris from New Orleans. And I know when you guys bring guys on this defense, there's a certain mentality that they have to have. I describe Will Harris as a crash out, man. Somebody that's going to come lay it down every time in the box. He's versatile, covering in the slot as well. What does he bring to the table for you all, and how excited were you when you got the text that, hey, we got Will?
First, I got to tell you, the question's on point. Because when you said Will, first thing on my mind was big, fast, physical.
Crash out, yep.
Like, it is what it is. It's the mentality.
Yeah.
When you hear Joe talk about the way we live,
yeah,
like, it's the epitome of the way we want to live.
Yeah.
Like, our play style and what it looks like, what it is. Like, that's what he brings every day. So we're excited, man, to have a guy like that. And then, you know, there is a bond between him and Marshawn. They
yes.
played together as well in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that you have that so they can bring each other along. Guys can lean on each other as well, be able to talk. And then now that it helps him even come into that leadership role and even more so.
Speaking of leaders, a young leader that's emerging on this defense is Quan Martin. For him to play through the injuries he played through last year says a lot about his toughness. What have you seen from him this spring, though, in terms of digesting the defense in year number two, being able to take a step further from a communication standpoint?
He's the quarterback of the defense, period.
This is a question. I'm not to cut you off. So I was curious last year. Bobby played damn near 98% of the snaps. If Bobby goes down, who wears the green dot?
Well, I mean, that's up to Coach Witt.
Okay,
yeah, so I can't speak on that.
Okay.
But when I say the quarterback of the defense, there's a certain call command that we're looking for.
Yeah.
We understand that Bobby Wagner, in terms of what he does for the front and also the second level.
Yeah.
But when you have a guy like Quan, he can now see the entire picture.
Yeah.
That allows him to make sure that we're good on the back end. Because we all know if you make a mistake on the back end, it's a touchdown.
Yeah.
So he's the guy that makes sure that we're all good. Just to see him grow and to hear his voice and us to allow him to do it. You
yeah.
know what I mean? It's just kind of fun to see because he's earned the right to be a leader on this team.
Right. One guy that got, you know, highlighted by the D.C. Joe Witt during the spring was Jeremy Reeves, a guy that's been around here for a while, fan favorite, has the smarts and the toughness to play on the defense. What does he bring to the table, and how excited are you guys to have him around teaching too?
He's a pro. That's what he is. And I know that seemed like a short answer. That's exactly what he is. He's a coach on the football field. He is a guy, when he gets done playing in 6 or 7 years, he is going to be a coach. I mean, that's just who he is. He has that type of mentality, the way he approaches the game. We know that the way he helps his team primarily is on special teams. This guy studies as much as any defensive player and understands. And a lot of times that's for his sake, but it's also to be able to help the players around him. So, I mean, he's a commander.
Yeah. I've gotten to talk to him a couple of times off the field, off the record, but Trey Amos is just the energizer bunny in terms of lighting up a room, tremendous smile, tremendous personality. How excited are you to, like, get your hands on a moldable piece of clay like that, man? And when he has success in this league, you'll be, you know, known as the first guy to touch him.
Man, I just tell you, you know, I'm excited to work with him.
Yeah.
We all see the talent. The talent is there. So it's my job. It's Will Gay's job. It's Tommy Donatell's job. To make sure when you have a guy like that with that much talent, to make sure that he has the confidence to go ahead and go out there and play, to make sure we give him just the right amount of information to allow him to go ahead and let his talent play and then bring him along at the right pace. But he will be a good pro at some point.
Another youngin' that I think is continuing to climb the ladder too, that's got a bunch of athleticism, is Tyler Owens. I see you guys moving him all around the secondary. I've seen him in the post. I've seen him in the slot. What type of role do you think he'll be able to carve out? And then what's the biggest jump you've seen from him from year one to year two?
Well, in terms of a role, all we talk about right now is competition. That's the general theme of the entire secondary is competition. I think anybody that comes out to practice will see, like, we're moving guys around and we're allowing guys to compete. It can't just be, you know, words. Like, you'll see it. He'll have every opportunity to carve out his own role, you know, whether that be at any one of the positions in the secondary. The beauty of it for him, he can compete at multiple positions. So, once again, you have a guy that's that big, that fast, that physical. You know, we know he's an excellent, elite special teams player. Now we're going to see how that now comes to the defensive side of the ball.
I'll let you go on this, Coach. I appreciate you giving me some time, man. Mikey kicking back to the inside. What type of challenges does that provide for him? And how have you guys kind of coached and talked him through that?
The thing about that is Mikey is – we know what he does. Mikey touches the ball. We're talking about a guy that touched the ball over 20 times.
Yeah.
You know, there are not many players that we could say did that the entire NFL.
For sure.
We're talking 18 PBUs and 4 interceptions. He is a guy that's extremely productive. But he's a guy as well, though. He is playing inside and outside.
Okay.
So we're not going to limit anything that he can do. We're going to make sure that he helps the football team as much as he can and allow him to do that. So we're not going to minimize his role. You know, he will play some more inside, but he also will compete outside.
Okay. Awesome. Appreciate you, Coach.
You got it, bro.
Thank you.
Nice great meeting question.
You, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Always love catching up with my guy, Jason Simmons. Super insightful. Always has a smile on his face. But his group, that defensive backs room, man, they are feeling spicy, man. They're a group that I'm really looking forward to seeing tomorrow night. We are going to see the starting secondary in camp. It's been one of the bright spots, man. But we're going to find out tomorrow. And it's interesting that it's happening this way. We're going to find out tomorrow, like, is what we've been seeing in camp a little bit of fool's gold? Or is this secondary, this revamped new look secondary, is it as good as it's looked here in camp? I'm wondering tomorrow, too, do I see, if I'm Washington, I'm thinking, like, yeah, let Trey Amos line up on Jamar Chase and, you know, let him and Marshawn Lattimore, you know, go back and forth with that. But I would definitely give Trey Amos the first crack at it. But, you know, those guys are going to be chomping at the bit to compete and go out against that offense. Not sure how long the starters of Cincinnati are going to play for. They played about 3 series, almost a quarter last week in their preseason opener. This is what most teams consider the dress rehearsal. So maybe we'll see the marquee guys for the Bengals for at least a half here. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Nats baseball comes your way at 11:05 as they wrap up the series against Philadelphia. Phillies looking to make it 3 out of 4. We'll continue to take you up the Nats baseball next here on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee, And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
61067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Same handle on each and every social media platform. You're tapped in to the Youngest and Charles and O. Willingham. I'll take you up to 11:05. Series finale of Nats and Phillies comes your way at that point. It'll be Mitch Parker on the bump for D.C. It is an 11:35 first pitch pregame coverage. It's rolling at 11:05. Mitch Parker hoping to keep the vibes rolling on the mound as Cade Cavalli last night picking up his first career win, lasted seven innings, zero earned, including five punchouts. Jose Ferrer coming in, closing things out to end it. But got to feel good if you're Cade Cavalli and if you're a diehard Nats fan out there and you're looking for silver lining and something positive to hang on to here during the stretch run of the season. We're getting geared up for every fifth day. Every fifth day, you'll get the chance to see Cade Cavalli. Man, I want to read a couple of tweets here that we got them rolling in. Our guy Travis Wigfall checks in and says, I'm extremely excited to see, yep, here we go, our cornerbacks against the Bengals wide receivers. I think if you were to poll people out there, that is like the matchup they are probably most intrigued by, and for good reason. This secondary has been, you know, highly touted throughout this offseason, and for good reason. Mikey Samber still looking, pretty comfortable in his return back inside to the slot. Marshawn Lattimore looking healthy at the outside corner spot. But honestly, the number one revelation and takeaway for me from training camp to this point, outside of the wide receiver group just struggling to take advantage of the opportunities, what Trey Amos has done, man. I mean, he has been as advertised. I know they said it on when they introduced the picks. DQ said, well, we could have took him with our first-round pick on Thursday night. I believe him. Trey Amos, 100%, looks like a first-round corner that you got in the second round. He has been brilliant to this point, man, and it feels like, you know, Washington's got themselves one. Even if Marshawn Lattimore, you know, ends up, you know, getting hurt or just isn't the same guy. Like, I feel good about what Washington has at the cornerback spot. I think they got five dudes that can legitimately start. Talking about Mikey Samber still, Trey Amos, Lattimore, Noah Igbinoghene, Jonathan Jones. Like, that is a deep, deep crew to me, man. And I'm eager to see them in action tomorrow night against T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. More importantly, though, because obviously corner, you're interested in seeing it. It's going to matter. It's important to us. Honestly, what I'm most intrigued to see tomorrow is how does this front four play the run? When you talk about the shortcomings of this football team from a year ago, if you talk about why 2025 could potentially, you know, not be a success, it would be because of the run defense failing. You all know the numbers. One of the worst run defenses in the National Football League last year. Third worst in the National Football League in terms of yards allowed before contact. It's a group that quite frankly struggled. And when you think about the way this year is going to start during the regular season, it's not like you get to ease your way in to your running back schedule, right? In week one, it's Tyrone Tracy and Cam Scadaboo up in New York here. Week number two on a short week is Josh Jacobs. If you saw Ashton Gentry last night, pocket Hercules is what I'm calling him, a damn hamster, muscle hamster, whatever you want to call him. Bouncing off of defenders.
Had a lot of Derrick Henry vibes going on.
I'm about to say, dude. you better, look, it's Sunday. You better say a prayer if you're in the hole going up against Ashton Gentry. There's just a violent run style that he has, and seeing it translate to the NFL level is interesting. We got to see the debut of Amarion Hampton last night as well for the Chargers. He's a back that you'll face in the first 5 weeks. Bijan Robinson, a back that you're going to face in the first 5 weeks. So, Look, man, it ain't sweet coming out of the gate on defense for the Washington Commanders. So that's why I'm eager to see tomorrow night, you know, how they stack up against this Cincinnati Bengals rushing attack. And look, it's not like the Bengals are known for their ability to run the ball, but when you talk about the backs they can throw at you, Chase Brown, Samaje Perine, two different style of backs. Chase Brown, a dude that is more of your, like, scat back and can hurt you outside the tackle. Samaje Perine, not ducking smoke, putting his shoulder pads down, going north and south, and is trying to make somebody pay. So we'll see how they end up faring. Another matchup that I'm interested in too: the offensive line of Cincy versus our defensive line. So they're starting Dylan Fairchild at left guard. He was a guy that I was interested in Washington potentially taking a look at. The guard out of Georgia, 6'5", 320 pounds. Him going up against Javon Kinlaw, give me it. Sign me up for it all day, right? Him going up against Deron Payne, Johnny Newton, sign me up for it all damn day. So I'm excited for that matchup too. I think realistically speaking, and I was saying this last night on the Infinity Sports Network, when we talk about the way this front four is going to stack up against, you know, the other offensive lines across the National Football League to start the season and guys that are on your schedule, like the Giants offensive line in week one, like that's not a group that you're, you know, writing home about, right? I know they look good. They look good last night against the Jets, but that's not a group, you know, normally that you're going to write home about. Week number two, though, when you're in Lambeau going up against the Packers, and lucky for the Commanders, they're taking a trip to Lambeau in the month of September, right? We're still going to feel like summer. Going to be a nice, cool breeze. You might have a little wind. But it's not like going to Lambeau in December, in January, where it's, you know, 8 degrees below. But their offensive line, Rashid Walker, Jordan Morgan, Eggleton Jenkins, you know, Zach Tom at right tackle just got paid. I mean, they are a really sound group. And they've got depth. Like, think about this. You've got Jordan Morgan and Anthony Belton off the bench if you are the Green Bay Packers. So, like, that's a pretty damn good offensive line. They've got a physical tone-setting back in Josh Jacobs. You're going to find out right away, man, whether or not this run defense is improved. Some of the numbers from last year, we look at this Commanders run defense. Honestly, it didn't feel this bad watching it, but, like, really every major statistical category they've got, or they're near the bottom when it comes to run defense. In terms of giving up explosive runs, Washington, fourth most explosive runs in the National Football League allowed last year. That's runs of 10 or more yards. In terms of their rushing yards allowed per play, they're one of the worst in the NFL with that last year, giving up 4.8 yards a pop. That's tied for third worst in the National Football League. In terms of rush yards allowed per game, they were third worst in the National Football League. So quite literally, like, they were terrible stopping the run. And as I'm, like, getting my memory jogged by reading the numbers, felt like each and every week, that's what the talking point was. And just looking at week one in particular, those combo blocks, the double team blocks, that killed Washington last year. It absolutely did. So, like, that's what I got to see improved. Starting tomorrow night, like, you're going to see Big Kinlaw. You're going to see Big Payne and Dietrich Wise and Dorrance Armstrong. I get it's the preseason, but don't act like it ain't nothing to take away from it. Don't act like it's not important here. Because in terms of building confidence and momentum toward the season opener, tomorrow's it. Because I don't expect them to play Saturday. So tomorrow, you got to let it all hang out, man. Javon Kinlaw, we've been singing your praises all camp. Go make a play. Johnny Newton came up. Johnny on the spot last week. Go make another play. There's an unheralded member of this Commanders front seven that I have absolutely enjoyed talking to each and every day out there on the practice field. Normally always a good convo after practice. Jacob Martin, man. Jacob Martin has been awesome for the Washington Commanders in training camp. Put on 20 pounds this offseason and really has kind of been the unheralded guy up front, man. He's gotten plenty of burn with the Commanders' first-team defense. And, you know, each and every practice, to his credit, man, you feel Jacob Martin out there on the practice field. You absolutely do. you feel Jacob Martin out there on the practice field. Metal Chris, I just sent you something. It is actually a conversation that I had with the aforementioned Jacob Martin with Twitter DM. Got the chance to catch up with him after like day five or six of training camp. And, you know, he was an awesome conversation and gave us some insight as to, you know, how he was able to put on 20 pounds this offseason, how he was able to, you know, get himself geared up for the regular season. Right now, my conversation with Commanders defensive end Jacob Martin.
Lynnell Willingham here with Commanders defensive end Jacob Martin after training camp practice. Lynnell Willingham here with Commanders defensive end Jacob Martin after training camp practice number six. Jacob, what made you want to come here to the nation's capital? You've had a couple of different stops in your career. What made Washington the place for you?
I'd say the culture, man. I really believe in what DQ brings to the D-line, you know, and his experience with coaching guys and, you know, putting guys in the right position to make plays and to win games, man. And just the team itself, man, full of great guys, dog, yeah, that love to compete, that love this game, man, and they're going to leave it all out there every time, man. So it's hard not to want to come and be a part of something that's so contagious like that.
One thing I ask all the defensive linemen, man, getting to be coached by Darryl Tatt, Ryan Kerrigan, Sharif Floyd, guys that have had, you know, a crazy amount of success in this league. How are you able to pick their brain and what's been the most, you know, beneficial thing they've told you?
It's been great, man. You know, this D-line situation is very unique, yeah, in terms of the talent that's in the room, the stewardship of the coaches in the room, guys that have been in the same seats, same positions, and had to make critical plays in critical situations, man. So it's a blessing, yeah, truthfully. You know, it has taken my game to a whole nother level just from the spring to now. My game's on a whole nother level, man. And I can't thank those guys enough and how we prepare ourselves and, yeah, how we work. And then with the addition of Vaughn, you know, having another guy that I've worked with in the past, you know, in the off seasons, just to be able to go back and forth with ideas and techniques and things like that, man, and it's important for sure.
Your coaches obviously help you, but your teammates do as well. Getting to go up against a Pro Bowl tackle and Laremy Tunsil, like, what has that been like, getting to go up against him every day?
It's great to see Laremy again. You know, we played together down in Houston for a little while. So it's great to be able to work your craft against one of the best in the game, if not the best in the game.
For sure.
You know, he's going to keep you on your toes, man. He's going to keep you guessing. And be able to ask him questions after the rush or after the rep, trying to figure out how he sees or how he's looking at it, you know, and it's been a blessing for sure.
Oh, and with something light, it's National Wing Day, bro. It is. You going drums or flats first?
Flats.
And then blue cheese or ranch?
Ranch, bro. It's not buffalo.
Bonus question, your favorite wing flavor?
Ooh. Y'all have like the golden flicker out here? Like golden flicker? It's like a...
I'm not hip, bro. Give me a shot.
It's like a... I don't even know how to describe it, man. It's like a barbecue, but spicy.
Okay.
I'm not sure what y'all call it out here, but...
Everybody needs some spice in their life. Yeah. Lynnell Willingham, Jacob Martin signing off here from Ashburn.
Appreciate you.
I was hungry after that, man. Getting hungry, hearing it there again. Jacob Martin, though, the newest edge rusher, one of the newest edge rushers for the Washington Commanders, has really stood out here during training camp. Him and Johnny Newton working the game up front last week. In the preseason opener against New England, allowing Jazan to come up with a sack. Jacob Martin, a guy that I think Commanders fans should definitely get themselves familiar with as we get closer to the start of the regular season. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. We'll take you up to 11:05. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. But we'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Get you a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that I'm looking forward to seeing tomorrow night against the Cincinnati Bengals. That's next here on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Same handle on each and every social media platform. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. Taking you up to 11:05. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. Series finale between the Nats and Phillies. You're going to see Mitch Parker on the hill for D.C. You can hear all the action starting at 11:35 right here. Starting at 11:05. Right here on The Fan. Preseason game number 2 tomorrow night for the Washington Commanders. A bunch of different things that I'll be looking at. We've talked about that over the past couple of segments. Right now I want to get you a fresh installment. The committee was up late last night, people, burning the midnight oil, grinding the tape, looking over the practice film, trying to figure out who are the top 6 guys we're most intrigued to see coming up tomorrow night. In the second preseason game, another fresh installment of Nell Super Six Pack.
Nell Super Six Pack. 3-3-2-2-1.
At number 6, new safety for the Washington Commanders, Will Harris. Why am I interested in seeing Will Harris? Simply because I was pretty skeptical of what Will Harris could be when they acquired him from the New Orleans Saints. I was upset to see Jeremy Chinn go. He had an interception last night, by the way, in their preseason game against the 49ers. But Will Harris has honestly had as strong of a camp as anybody. Him and Zach Ertz going back and forth, tit for tat, each and every day. Seeing the way that he comes downhill and tackles, that's going to be key for me tonight. But the reason why folks in Ashburn are intrigued by Will Harris is we know the tackling mentality is going to be there. We just heard from Jason Simmons, and we described Will Harris as a crash out. He's not afraid to put his shoulder pads on somebody. But his ability to be versatile in coverage, guarding running backs and tight ends and slot wide receivers, curious to see how well Will Harris does that. And he gets to prove it tomorrow night in his debut with the Washington Commanders. Number 5 in L Super Six Pack, my top 6 Commanders I'm most intrigued to see in the second preseason game tomorrow night against the Bengals. Number 5, Jalen Lane. When you're talking about this Commanders offense, the one thing they're missing right now, sans Terry McLaurin, is that bona fide deep threat that garners the attention of opposing defenses. Jalen Lane, decent in the preseason opener. He's made a couple of plays in practice, but still has some more room to grow, I would say. Tomorrow night, playing with the first-team offense, I expect that first-team offense to look like this at the wide receiver spot. Deebo Samuel and Luke McCaffrey outside, Jalen Lane lined up in the slot. We'll see just how much bump Jalen Lane can get and just how impactful he ultimately is, but he comes in at number five. Number four in Nell's Super Six-Pack, my top six Commanders I'm most intrigued to see tomorrow night in the second preseason game against the Bengals. Number four, Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel and Jaden Daniels have had just an amazing connection and rapport throughout training camp. Each and every day we're out there, those two are hooking up on the deep ball. And we're starting to see Deebo Samuel get used like Deebo Samuel. Most of the camp he's been used as a traditional wide receiver, but as we've gotten toward the tail end here, you're seeing him in the backfield. You're seeing him lined up in the slot. You're seeing him come across in motion. Deebo Samuel, I tell you all each and every time we speak about this Commanders offense, whether Terry McLaurin was here or not, Deebo Samuel is the guy to me that is going to get most of the targets in this Commanders offense next year. Super duper ready to see him make his Commanders debut tomorrow night against the Bengals. Number three, Inel Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders I'm most intrigued to see, I'm most interested in seeing tomorrow night against Cincy. Number three, Jaden Daniels, the quarterback of your Washington Commanders. It's been an interesting camp for a guy, JD5. He's been smooth for the most part, but this offense has had some hiccups. How does he look tomorrow night when real bullets are flying and we get to see for the first time this offseason the best scrambling quarterback in the NFL will actually be forced to scramble? Hopefully not tomorrow night, but if he has to, there's no gold jersey on. He can do his damn thing. That young man last year, 891 yards on the ground. He is a dude that attacks the line of scrimmage as well as any quarterback in the NFL, and he keeps opposing defenses on their heels. I'm excited to see the start of year number two for our guy, Jaden Daniels. Number two, Inel's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that I'm most interested in seeing tomorrow night in the second preseason game against Cincy, the $45 million man, Javon Kinlaw. He has been hell on wheels throughout camp to this point. You feel his impact. It feels like each and every practice. Tomorrow is live bullets rolling. How do you take on the double team? How do you take on the combo blocks? Can you penetrate and get upfield? That's what I want to see from Javon Kinlaw. This is what feels like his final act, man. Former first-round pick. Hasn't been able to put it all together yet here in his young career. For Javon Kinlaw, man, not to put too much pressure on him. DC's own Javon Kinlaw, I might add. Let's go get it tomorrow night, big fella. 52 in burgundy. Make sure you keep them circled. And number one in Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that are most interested in seeing tomorrow night. Can we get this nickname put in wax, etched in stone, please? Say it with me, people. 4K Trey. Trey Amos. Tomorrow night, going up against T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, sign me up. The young fella has been brilliant throughout training camp to this point. Tomorrow, though, like, it ain't going to be Luke McCaffrey out there tomorrow night that you're going against Trey Amos. It ain't going to be Ja'Cory Brooks out there tomorrow night, Trey Amos. You're going up against some real-deal goons talking about T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. That's the young man that I'm most intrigued and most excited to see tomorrow night against the Cincinnati Bengals. That is Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that I'm most interested in seeing tomorrow night in the second preseason game against Cincy. Number six, Will Harris. Number five, Jalen Lane. Number four, Deebo Samuel. Number three, Jaden Daniels. Number two, Javon Kinlaw. Number one, Trey Amos. What say you? 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Second preseason game tomorrow night for the Washington Commanders. Who are you most intrigued to see? That's next here on The Fan. +1 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 11:05. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. Cade Cavalli last night in front of an unusually thick crowd of 36,000, absolutely shoving. Seven innings, no earned runs, five punch outs and his first career victory. If you're hip to Cade Cavalli's story, the 27-year-old has been through a ton here at the start of his Major League Baseball career. Got his first career start a couple of years ago and then had to have Tommy John surgery. Missed all of last season, but he's come back this year. And in his third start yesterday of the season, showing the promise that had Nats fans so intrigued and so, you know, geeked up and hyped for his season debut this year. So super duper duper cool moment yesterday, rather, for a guy, Cade Cavalli, as he was absolutely awesome. And now it's something to look forward to every fifth day as we get geared up for the end of the regular season for the Washington Nationals. Right now, though, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. The Commanders play their second preseason game tomorrow night against the Cincinnati Bengals. We just gave you a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that I was most interested in seeing tomorrow night. Right now, I want to take your calls on who you're most excited to see tomorrow night against the Cincinnati Bengals. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. Our guy Shane is in Switzerland. Wants to chime in. What's up, Shane?
What's up, Lanay? You know I love you, man, and it's always, you know, but here's the thing, man. We got to look at that defensive front. Look, they got pushed around last week. Goldman looked like he was on skates all game long.
I said
Deron Payne, sorry ass, got to do something this year. I mean, I'm surprised he's still on this damn team, truly. I mean, I'm so over the Deron Payne and that front four we drafted, the most overrated front four in NFL history. So I can't wait to see what he does this year. But it's got to be that defensive line. We got to stop the run. And just like last pre – I know it's preseason, but look, it's still a thorn on us right now. We cannot stop the run. And I want to see that front seven, everybody on that front seven tonight. The bullets are live, right? This is what it's about, to see if they can stop the run and penetrate and just stay in your gaps in your scheme. Just scheme right. And maybe that's the issue. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. And like you said, I love to see Amos out there in the corner. I think he has had a great camp, but it's the defense. The defense, no matter who we got out there, we score a million points. If they score a million and one, we lose. So it's got to be out there tonight, especially against a high power offense that you're about to see on Monday night. And that's my thing, man. And these front guys, these big bodies, they didn't look too big last preseason game. They got pushed around all up the damn field.
Yeah, they did. Didn't see the starters last week, but yeah, Eddie Goldman, somebody that I was pretty critical of in terms of his performance in the preseason opener. We're going to see Eddie Goldman. We're going to see Jazon Newton. Most importantly, Javon Kinlaw and Deron Payne making their preseason debut tomorrow night against the Cincinnati Bengals. Taking your calls right now at 1-800-636-1067. Which members of the Washington Commanders are you most excited to see tomorrow night in the second preseason game against Cincinnati Bengals? Our guy, Sports Grumpy, tweets at me and says, Jaden Daniels, ride or die with JD5. I'm super intrigued to see that young man as well. First preseason action of his sophomore season. Let's go. Especially when you think about what last year was for Jaden Daniels. And look, I think he'll admit it. You know, training camp has been kind of up and down for him. I think he's been strong for the most part, but in terms of just the overall consistency down in and down out for the offense, it has been a little bit of a struggle. So I know Jaden Daniels are probably super intrigued, you know, to get out there and get his feet wet. The thing that I'm most excited to see with him, we know about the ball placement, we know about the accuracy. What we haven't seen from him in camp, because he's wearing the gold jersey, and I guess I don't want to see this in a preseason game, but man, anytime that dude takes off and scrambles and attacks the line of scrimmage, you just know good things probably going to happen. Let's go to Elijah out in Outer Banks. Go on, Elijah.
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Appreciate you taking my call, man. I'm excited to see Bill Kroski Merritt standing next to Jaden Daniels, because I think this is going to be a collective. I don't want to think of guys as individuals. I want to think of them collectively. How does this work? How does everyone really eat? And I think, man, when five gets on the field, you have to defend him. Your feet, you can't just coast. You're going to have to actually get into that look. You're going to actually have to show. You're going to actually have to go and get him. So when you're in a situation like that, other skill sets that other players possess liven up, you know, because you can't do everything. You're not an octopus. Every player don't have eight arms. So something is going to give at some certain point. And I think Jaden Daniels, his particular skill set, even if he's not looking in your direction, he knows what's going on at certain spots. So he can just, you know, on another down, he can get back to something or certain things. And I can't wait for Debo to flash. He can get to the deep ball from the backfield. So you can be like, okay, I can count for Debo. He's there. And then if you lose him, he can get downfield on you, that's what I'm really excited to see.
I think we're all excited to see it. Elijah, I appreciate you. As always, got a heart out. Saying goodbye to our Team 980 audience when we come back. One final segment for Nats Baseball next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.